As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
We'll head down to Fairview. The MCCSC report today involves our friends at Fairview Elementary, and the principal down there is Sean Gobert. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm going to guess, and you can correct me if I am erroneous in my guessing here, but I bet everybody down there has got one eye on next Thursday and Friday. Would that be an accurate statement?
Well, what's going on then? I'm just kidding. Yes. We do know that it's 6 days and a couple of hours away from a well-earned break for students and staff.
And that's the fun part as well. You got to break it up. I was lamenting before that those of us who are not on that calendar or perhaps we don't have fall break in our area of work. That's a long haul between Labor Day and Thanksgiving, and that's exactly why it's there, right?
It is, and it actually has flown by. I mean, believe it or not, I think tomorrow or the next day marks the quarter 25% mark of the school year already, and it's funny how August seems to take a while, and September just flew by.
And it all goes downhill. All goes downhill, and it's nonstop. There are no speed bumps. There are no speed traps. We're not getting pulled over. It's flying. Tell me how your first quarter of the school year has been at Fairview. How's life downtown?
Oh, it's been great. It really, truly has. We've got several great new staff member additions, and our students are just such a joy to work with. And we really have had a good positive energy here as we've kicked off this school year. So it's definitely off to a good start.
Well, that's awesome. And how many years now are you in charge? I know you've been over there since, what, 2016 as assistant principal? Do I have that close?
Yeah, that's right. I was assistant principal here for 5 years, and then this is my second year as principal.
All right. Now, you've had 1 year in the books, and now you've started year number two. Has to be easier, but you've been in that building forever. Your changes you talked about, were those big changes in your staff or just a normal, hey, this is the end of the year, we usually have some turnover?
Yeah, we had some people that that left for other opportunities that were better for them and their families, so we can never fault that. Not people that were disappointed with how things were going here by any means, just other opportunities. And so we wished them well, and then we were fortunate to hire some really strong staff members to try to fill their shoes as well. And one of the big factors that I just have to mention is Kelsey Pearson. She's been an inclusion teacher for us for 8 or 9 years, and this is her first full year as the assistant principal, so it's our first year to kick off together, and she's a lot of fun to work with. She's just a great person and great with the kids, great with the parents and colleagues, just all the way around.
Excellent.
Well,
you can never surround yourself with enough good people. We know how that goes. And now that school is kind of back to normal, I hope all your programs are getting back to normal. Artful learning, is that still one of the angles over at Fairview?
Yeah, we that was actually a program that we did out of California, and we haven't officially used that program, but we still do the same concepts. So we use the terms now Arts Integration and Performing Arts Academy, and it's really been nice because we have parking issues at our building again, which means we have more volunteers, we have more community members coming in than we did the last couple of years with COVID protocols. And so we were able to add a couple of more community artists back. Thanks to the support of the previous referendum, we've been able to pay community artists to come here and keep these opportunities going for our students. So we have Maggie Olivo helps oversee that whole program as our music teacher. And then we have 3D art, which includes pottery, drama, partnership with Constellation Stage and Screen. We have the violin program through Dr. Brenner at IU. That's been in place for many years. And then Brennan and Lee Wilder that come here and teach show choir for the students. So it's it's really neat to sort of get back to the momentum that we had going before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, and the pandemic, obviously not fun. Not fun for everybody, but we learned to get through it. We've learned to appreciate what we have and how it's going. And when we talk about Fairview Elementary, you go through sixth grade. Is that correct? Everybody goes through sixth grade here in the elementaries? I can't remember.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you've got a whole thing. Now, they get back to their normal field trips and all that fun things to do in this time of year?
Funny you should ask. We just had one today for the third graders, and we had one last week for fourth grade and for kindergarten. Got a couple more for second grade coming up, so they've been really excited. It's fun to see them leave the building super excited, then on their way back in, see every child and adult extremely tired from a long day on a field trip, as they should be. So, but now it's really been great to have those opportunities again.
Sean Gilbert is our guest. He is the principal at Fairview Elementary. And you mentioned the referendum there, and I think each school gets touched a little differently in that. And you talked about all the great volunteer opportunities you have pairing up with locals here. We know the referendum is going to pass, right? We're going to do everything we can to keep knocking on wood and tell everybody that's going to do it. How much of that is provided the programs that you just discussed there? Is it 50%, 25%, 75%? How much influence does that referendum have in your four walls?
Well, I have to be careful. I'm on the clock about this year's referendum. So what I will say, though, is this past referendum that has been funding things for a while now, that is, our community artists are completely funded through that. So it's 100% of their contracts. So without that referendum funding from the past, we just wouldn't have those opportunities for our families, for our students.
Well, that's a big deal. And yeah. That is, well, it's important, and we're just trying to make sure people understand how it affects the daily lives of how everything goes on. And the fun part of this is it makes a difference because not everybody learns on the same speed. Not everybody learns in the same way. And Fairview, you guys have a little bit of a different challenge than perhaps some other elementary schools.
Yeah, we do, and I should mention, I know I mentioned Dr. Brenner and the violin program. That's actually not part of the current referendum funding. That's its own program. So that programs like that would still exist, you know, fortunately for us, without the referendum dollars. But yeah, it is. We have a unique population, and our students are just really amazing at their ability to overcome obstacles and the perseverance that they show and how talented they are. And they truly are an inspiration to me and to others here. And when we're able to provide them, we have such a range of opportunities that we provide them that it helps find a hook. You know, it helps them find a hook to stay connected to school. And they may not like their, you know, math block during the day, but man, if they look forward to doing that, but also getting to do show choir, or getting to make some pottery or some of those cool things, then that, you know, that helps engage them and helps them find a niche. And it's always fascinating to me to see, like, even out the playground, kids will turn on a certain show choir tune, for example, and start practicing all their moves and stuff, even during recess, and they'll show their friends and teach them the steps. And it's just really neat to see kids from all different backgrounds and home lives and all of that, different grade levels, come together and bond over, you know, those types of activities.
Sean Gilbert is the principal at Fairview Elementary School here in downtown Bloomington, joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. And boy, the weather has been great. We hope that continues. It's easy for recess and fun and all of those great things. And you talked about your partnerships in the community, Sean. Who spearheads that in your building that says, hey, these are the people we need to get out there and talk to? Or do these groups come in and find Fairview? How does that partnership work?
Well, it works both ways. We are fortunate to have Brandon McGee, who's just an awesome staff member. He's been in a couple positions for us, and he's a communities and schools representative for us. So he's a family and community liaison. And so he'll reach out to volunteers and look for help. But we also are fortunate to have people that contact us that we don't solicit that offer to help in various ways. And we have a partnership where we're able to get back to having, again, with the Hoosier Hills students who are interested in becoming educators. And so every Tuesday and Thursday morning now, they come and help for a while here, which has been great for them. They were just here this morning. We have the IU women's basketball team that comes each Friday, so that's really cool, even for the adults that get excited about that. We'll have college mentors that starts next Tuesday after school, the Banneker Center partnership that we have with the city of Bloomington, and then, of course, Jeff Baldwin and the staff of the Crestmont Boys and Girls Club.
Those do-gooders over there.
That's right. And I should mention, too, I can't speaking of helping our arts funding, Richard Lewis does an opera that he just did for the 12th year in a row that helps provide funding for arts related, like training and anything we might want to do related to that. And also for reading support. And they do that at Fairview United Methodist Church across the street from us. And they were able to go back to having this opera in person last month. And also they will put it out on YouTube for the third year in a row. And it's already raised, without even going onto YouTube yet, about $4,000 for our programming. And so that just goes right to, you know, staff training and supports opportunities for our students as well. So we're very fortunate to have all these important partnerships, for sure.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And we want to remind everybody as well, while we're talking about the MCCSC, coming up Thursday, well, that's in just 2 days, is going to be a STEAM night, and that's going to be at the Academy of the Science and Entrepreneurship. That's 444 South Patterson Drive, 6 to 7:30. You got coding and robotics and drones and esports and all that other stuff. All the stuff that only our children understand, Sean, not us.
That's correct.
But again, I'm going to read here. It's the it's led by the K-12 school clubs. The IU School of Education is going to be there, and the STEM to them mobile lab. Well, that's, and you're going to have art and all kinds of things going on. So how fun is that, getting everybody involved?
Oh, it's great. The STEM to them bus, I didn't have that on my list, but I'm glad you mentioned that. That is such a cool opportunity we provide for our students of all ages. I help oversee the summer program for elementary students here at Fairview too, and they came and did some activities with them, so I got to see students from all over the district take advantage of that, and the kids' eyes light up, and they come up with some great activities for the kids. You mentioned related to STEAM, we have a robotics club here at Fairview. I know we talk a lot about the arts. Our garden, I encourage listeners, if they haven't driven by Fairview lately, up in the by the chimney where the chimney swifts come and go, we have a garden that has just continued to expand thanks to some dedication of some of our teachers and students, and do lots of really cool outdoor learning opportunities for them. So that's been really neat to see as well. And of course, we've got student council, diversity and inclusion team, running club, Wildcat leaders. And so we do have a lot of opportunities in addition to the great arts programming that we offer.
Excellent, Sean. So you guys keeping busy, getting those kids ready for the next chapter in life, your staff, everybody taking care of it. And again, make sure, I only have one bit of advice for you, make sure you enjoy Thursday and Friday next. That's not some kind of like a kid, that's not like kids get to go home and everybody else like has a professional learning day, right? Is everybody get a little break there?
Those most people do, yes. The adults get a couple days off.
Good. Well, I want you to put your feet up and enjoy it. Maybe go carve a pumpkin or two, or have some fall fun, because I'm going to talk to Mayor Hamilton next week. He's not with me this week. Okay. But I'm trying to get this Halloween on a Monday fixed. I don't know how we're going to do this, but
we're a little nervous about that too.
Well, I've got a 12 and an 8-year-old, so I know exactly what their candy radar looks like. And that night on a school night for Tuesday, I don't know. He's not going to listen to me. We know that. But yeah, I'm there with you, Sean. I'm there with you.
I had an administrative colleague from another school already saying, you realize Halloween's on a Monday. That ought to be illegal. It's going to be a rough day the next day.
That's exactly. It should be no less a Friday. It should probably be a Saturday. And we just need to keep it there. But
We will be flexible. We're used to rolling with it. So we'll make it work no matter what day it is. The kids are still going to have fun, and the adults will too.
It'll be bring your carrots to school day on Tuesday to balance out all of the sugar. Sean, that's exactly right. Hey, I always love our conversations and getting caught up with you. I'm serious, though. Enjoy your break. You guys have been working hard. That's fantastic. And we'll get caught up with you in the springtime.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike, for the opportunity to speak with you today. I hope you have a great day.